The power list, of course, will include only women who have influence in the UK, but there's no doubt the most powerful woman in Europe is the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel. She was first elected in 2005 and later this year will face election for a possible third term. She's often compared with Margaret Thatcher and described as Germany's Ali. But what is she really like? Margaret Heckel is a political journalist who's published Merkel's biography. How well is she likely to do in the September elections?
Well, right now it looks very well for her, and she's really set to win the election of her time, which would be actually quite spectacular, because then she's going in her third term, and, you know, she could end up being Chancellor of Germany for 12 years.
What qualities have made her such a powerhouse in Europe?
Well, the German population really likes her because, you know, she's still very normal, she's accessible, and she's also seen as such an important figure in Europe, and she doesn't really go into the nitty-gritty of German politics, and so she's very well respected.
She has, I think, been criticized by some people for changing her mind, taking a cautious, rather step-by-step approach. How justified would those criticisms be?
Well, maybe that's, you know, one reason for her success, that she doesn't really rush into decisions. She really thinks about them quite a long time. And once she's decided, she sticks with them. But that process, by some of her critics, is described as, you say, she doesn't take a stand. But she does take a stand. It just takes her more time to decide. And once she's decided, she sticks with it. And I think that the German population really likes that kind of doing politics in a very, you know, normal way, not such a loud and noisy and rushed way of behaving.
She has a scientific background. How does that influence the way she does politics?
I think it's very important for understanding how she operates, because being trained as a physicist, you operate according to the laws of science, and that's basically trial and error. That's the way to go forward, trial and error. So if your way doesn't work out, if you don't reach your goal, you just change the way but stick with the goal. And so for Merkel, it's defining the goal. What does she want? For example, saving the euro, keeping Greece within the European Union. And once she decided on the goal, which she wants to reach, the way to go there is not the important thing. It can be changed because, you know, it's trial and error. That's very different from the way you normal politicians operate.
Now, you've spent a lot of time with her as a political journalist. She appears to us on the outside rather dry. How much of a sense of humor does she have?
She can really rock a room if she wants to. She doesn't do that in public, obviously. What sense would it make for her to operate like that in public? And so that's the way she doesn't do it, and that's the way she's seen as dry. She's also very intellectual versus very emotional, and so that doesn't mean that she can't be emotional in private.
Her challenger, Peer Steinbrück, said she gets a women's bonus. What does he mean by that?
Well, actually, a lot of people really were puzzled when Peer Steinbrück said that, because the first time Angela Merkel was standing in for election in 2005, it actually worked against her, and she didn't get the women's vote. And especially a lot of women were very critical of her. In 2009, the second time around, I think it was, you know, quite sort of up to the proportions of the population. And it's really very unclear how it's going to work this time around. But maybe nowadays there are quite a few women in Germany who are quite proud of her performance, and maybe that's what he meant.
She has been accused of being unsympathetic to women. She's approved childcare allowances for stay-at-home mothers and opposed quotas for company directors as proposed by the EU. How concerned is she to be seen as supporting women's issues.
It's not very high on her agenda, that has to be said. You mentioned two examples, and while there are a lot of people who say that she's privately quite sympathetic to quotas for women and that she's quite against that childcare initiative, she still pushed them through politically because it helps her in domestic politics with her coalition partners. And so she has been compromising politically to keep her coalition quiet and to keep things going.
She is passionate about the European Union, as you suggested earlier. How much does that come from her background in a divided Germany?
Well, coming from East Germany, Europe was not terribly high on her agenda. It was more the unification process and the question of freedom. Now, as she became chancellor in these times with the Euro trouble, I think the European question really grew close to her mind and her heart because she had to deal with it. And now I think she sees it as the dominating issue in her chancellorship, and she really now is very intent on keeping Europe together, on saving the euro as the common denomination, and also on making Europe stronger in the next decades.
To what extent does her lifestyle reflect her extraordinarily powerful position?
Well, she's still very down to earth. You know, she's always asked by journalists if she managed to bake her plum cake in the year, because sometimes she still does the garden if she has time. And so, you know, she's always asked, did she have enough time to make her famous plum cake?
And to which she replies what?
Well, if she had time, she says yes. But sometimes, I think last year, she didn't even have time to make her famous plum cake. But it shows she's not really seen in with a lot of celebrities. And it seems that all this is also what the Germans like. You know, if you contrast that to politicians like President Sarkozy of France or Prime Minister Berlusconi of Italy, who seem to have a totally different lifestyle.
She's often compared with Margaret Thatcher, described as another Iron Lady. How similar do you think they are?
Well, I think it's just because both of them are women, but Merkel is not really an Iron Lady, and her style of politics to me seems to be totally different than that of Prime Minister Thatcher, because she's not a person who really is intent on conflict. Angela Merkel is very much intent on compromise. She really only goes into open battle if she knows she's going to win the battle. She hates political battles and infighting, and so their way of operating seem to be very different, although in terms of power, it's clear that both will be counted amongst the most powerful women, certainly the most powerful politicians.
Do you like her, Margaret?
Well, I think she's come a very long way, growing up in East Germany, coming into the political arena very late, in her late 30s, and nobody at that point would have expected her to become maybe a three-time German chancellor, maybe the woman who might have saved the euro and, you know, propelled the European Union into another era. I think she managed it because she really used her brains, and she didn't detour emotionally by all these political infighting that so many male politicians seem to be very intent on. She always kept course, and she always fought on.
I was talking to Margaret Heckel, who's Angela Merkel's biographer.